The push for passage of a ballot amendment to allow up to 7 new gambling casinos in New York has gotten underway. A coalition of business leaders, labor unions, and local elected officials are holding press conferences across the state. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, they expect to run some TV ads as well.
The name of the coalition says nothing about gambling casinos. Instead, it's called New York Jobs Now. Business Council President Heather Brichetti says the new resort-style casinos proposed will bring employment to economically depressed areas.
We believe that the passage of this proposal will result in job creation in New York State.
Local mayors and county executives across the state, including Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings, say they back the amendment because host communities will receive millions of dollars in revenue from the gambling centers for tax relief.
This is a no-brainer. Are there issues with it? Some people will identify those. Should we deal with them? Yes. Use the revenues that are coming in to help to deal with any of the issues that we feel are being created.
Mayor Jennings says some of the revenues will be used to help treat problem gamblers. He says people are already gambling at out-of-state casinos and addicts are coming home to New York with their problems. He says this way there's money available to treat them. The coalition has around $2 million to spend, says the business council's Brichetti. She says they'll be more visible in the coming weeks leading up to the November 5th election.
I expect that we'll have some television, some direct mail, some advertising, some of all of the above, depending on resources.
Meanwhile, a state Supreme Court judge later on Friday will hear a challenge to the wording of the ballot amendment itself. The actual amendment that voters will see does not use the word gambling. It instead asks whether there should be up to 7 casinos for the purpose of promoting job growth, increasing aid to schools, and permitting local governments to lower property taxes. Brooklyn attorney Eric Snyder, who filed the lawsuit, says he was against gambling to begin with, believing it is a regressive tax. He says he became even more concerned when he saw the amendment language.
And I saw how it was so partisan, and I understood it came from the governor and he was a big advocate. I just thought the language was inappropriate that it should appear on a ballot in that form.
Brichetti, with the business council, defends the wording. She says jobs, school aid, and tax cuts are the purpose of the new casinos.
I read it. It says what it's for. I don't see that as nefarious in any way.
Snyder is bringing his lawsuit against the State Board of Elections, which authorized the wording after consulting with the governor and the legislature. The board argues that Snyder filed his suit too late and that cases must be brought within 14 days of the vote to place amendments on the ballot. But the Board of Elections did not put the actual amendment language on its website until more than 3 weeks after the vote. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.